My man Bill Bellamy will be working here in Baltimore this weekend at the Comedy Factory. He's on the phone. Bill Bellamy.
What's up?
Hey, Bill, I know you want to get some of this Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill.
Listen, man, we got to have a backup person, man. I love Harriet Tubman with all the love in the world, but they don't have a good picture of my sister, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Every time you pull out that money, man, people going to be like,
They don't have any selfies. She didn't take selfies.
I'm telling you, unless we could do something with, because you got to understand, Harriet Tubman was a rider. She was doing big things for us back in the day with the Underground Railroad. She ain't have time to get her face done up. She ain't have no iPhone 6. She didn't have Instagram. She ain't got no filter. We need to adjust her look. When I looked in the newspaper and I saw the picture time that they want to use, I said, "Nah, man, you gotta give me another person, man. Give me Cicely Tyson or something."
But you know, Bill, they wouldn't do no promo and marketing, so people wouldn't even know it was Harriet Tubman. Black folks wouldn't even take a Harriet Tubman 20. If you tried to put it in.
You know what? Because we're not used to it, we're gonna think something wrong with it.
Exactly.
That's right. Yep. That's right. Yeah, and you know what? And here's another thing. Up in heaven right now.
Mm-hmm.
So Journal Truth and Mary McLeod Bethune are saying, seriously?
Really, y'all? Harriet?
Really? Like, really? Really? Y'all
Bill,
gonna skip right over me?
Do you think they should update Harriet Tubman's look maybe for like now?
Yeah, man. You know, I mean, just think about it, right? Even they upgraded Angie Mama. She had her first look wasn't what it is now.
Right.
Because I remember when I was a kid, the first Angie Mama, she was really twisted. But then she went and got her stuff hooked up. They upgraded Angie Mama. Now the pancake box got blocked because she went and got her teeth done. She got her hair done.
She's a kind of gentler.
Right, so they got to do that for Harriet. They got to get a nice wig.
What you doing
in
town?
I'm performing tonight through Saturday at the Baltimore Comedy Factory. It's going to be a fun time, man. I'm working on this.
But last night.
Special,
they put you to work early.
What did you do last night, Billy?
Oh, let me tell you, last night I was I hosted the Sugar Ray Leonard Foundation. He has an amazing foundation that is raising money for diabetes, you know, type 1, type 2, trying to save lives, you know, nutrition, health, getting the information out there to keep people safe and try to reduce obesity in the kids. And I had a great time. I met some of the most interesting people, all the different fighters. This is the thing that trips me out. They set me next to Layla Ali, by the way, who is fine as hell. Does anybody, you know, she fine and she can fight. So she should be on the $20 bill.
Yes, Layla.
Put Layla on a $20 bill. Matter of fact, put her on a $100. But anyway. But they sent me next to Tommy Hearns, and I love Tommy Hearns with all due respect. He talked to me for an hour. Only thing I knew he said was, yeah.
You couldn't understand him, Bill.
Man, he took too many blows to that afro, huh?
Aww.
I mean, we don't even realize it, man. When you box like that and you take all them blows, when you get older, man, you know, you skip a word or two. Watch when Mayweather get about 49. He's going to be like, see, yep, uh-huh, right on.
He's going to be his daddy.
He's going to be his daddy.
That's who he's going to be. You're right.
He can't even, what's his daddy's name? What's his name? Roger.
Floyd. Oh, that's his uncle.
No, his uncle, to me, his uncle right now, he should be on a $20 bill. And every time you pull it out your pocket, it should talk. You're the best. You're the best champ. You can do it. We punch 4-7-8-8-3. You think, you ever listen to him talk? It sounds like he's giving out the lotto. 339. Wheel it and box it straight.
Front and back and box it.
You would have to lot off.
But man, I had a great great time, man. I had a great time. And by the way, shout out to my boy Stevie Wonder. His birthday was last night, man.
Ah, yeah.
65.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I tried to get to the party, but I'm like, you know what? He ain't going to see me anyway, so I didn't get a chance to get over there. I swear, I believe Stevie Wonder could see, man. Nobody want to admit it, because I seen him get up from the piano and do the stanky leg way away from the piano and found that piano, went right back to that piano on his own. I said, you know what? He bullshit. He definitely be.
You're right. I believe the same thing about DJ Touch too. Yeah,
right?
I think you can see. Anybody takes that many pictures has to be able to see, man.
Yeah. I saw Stevie Wonder at Avatar. He was in the movie theater, and I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Stevie Wonder with 3D glasses on.
He got on 3D glasses. Talking about this movie's excellent.
George Wallace talk about going to church,
and he comes in late, Billy, and George has a joke, and they bring him right up front. George said, why did they put him up front? Just take him in the back and face him to the wall. He won't know any different.
Oh, George.
I love Stevie Wonder the more than anybody you can imagine, but I just want somebody to tell him that his hairline is still in 73. How far back can your braids go before you say, you know what, man, I'm all right. DJ, you still got hair. You good.
No.
Tom, you let your hair go in sixth grade. I know. But
yeah.
Wonder is one of our legends. We got to look out for him, man. I honestly want him to go back to the old fro. Remember the young Stevie?
Oh, yeah.
That was a nice fro.
He had a nice little tight one.
It was uptight and out of sight. See what I did there?
Yeah. Now it is. Yeah.
But, man,
Bill Bellamy.
Thank y'all so much, man. I always love calling in when you need me.
All right,
rip them up this weekend, man. I know you will.
All right, baby. Take care.